Is that funny to you?
I love this song.
What is it?
The song I love.
Do you know what it is?
The song I love.
D?
Hold on. Is it Fabulous?
No, it's not Fabulous. No. And by the way, you just gave me the most... I play a little joke on people with New Cohen, with New G. Cohen. People ask him, how old are you? I'm 5. And then they go, and I go, ask him when he turns 6. When do you turn 6? And he goes, on my birthday. What song is that? The one that I like. Well, obviously.
Yep.
All right, so good morning. Saturday morning, a little bit after 8 o'clock. Eric, Ashley, and D on the phone. How come you're calling? Why do we have to put you on the phone?
Because Kara had to go out, and so that left me in charge of the 12-year-old, the 3-year-old, and the sleepover buddy, and wrangling them all together, making sure they're fed, and a very uncooperative baby who's dead set on going to his grandparents' house. Bro, you should have seen what happened yesterday when Kara took him to Toys R Us.
There's nothing.
Oh, we attempted to do that too.
There's nothing left. So were they devastated?
The older ones, no. The 3-year-old cried like he just saw his mom get hit by a truck.
We had the same situation on Thursday. We drove by and I'm like, we're going to go to Toys R Us. He woke up crying. I was already at work.
Tucker,
so he FaceTimed me. Tucker.
Okay.
Parker gives no shits yet. And, I woke up he woke up, FaceTimed me, and he was like, you're not here, and I miss you. And I was like, oh, guess what? We're going to go to Toys R Us. It's the last day. You can pick out whatever you want. And he goes, well, they have the Coco guitar. And I'm like, I don't know. We'll find out. We drive by, and the parking lot's empty. And I go, it looks like they're closed. And he's like, what? What? And then it just tears ensue, like streaming down his face. I was like, we'll go to Target. We'll go to Target. We'll go to Target.
Because 5-year-olds and little kids don't understand the concept of liquidation and bankruptcy.
Yeah. No. They don't get it at all.
D, no. I saw a tweet from Mackenzie Keyline, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday. And I said, what's left there? And she said, shelves and carts. So I was thinking, if I do wind up homeless due to my employment situation or lack thereof, I could go grab a couple of carts, one for the dogs, one for all the Transformers as I mill around the streets of Toledo.
Hey, well, you know, if there's any consolation, you may be able to sleep in my office.
I could do that. So you guys went to the one on Reynolds didn't close till yesterday, so that's where you were carrying.
No. They closed.
Thursday.
Thursday.
All right, my days were wrong. I'm sorry. So what happened? Kara took Cohen and he didn't. What was the meltdown?
Well, the meltdown was like some lady who tenuously works for Toys R Us comes running out with her last official duty to crush the dreams of a 3-year-old child.
We're closed.
And looks him dead in the face and says, sorry, we're closed. And he went, no. And then just like real tears. I mean, it wasn't even like the fake tantrum tears. This was literally, I think, his watershed moment where he realized life is not fair.
It's full of disappointments, and here it begins.
Like, yeah, and he's not even 3 yet. So, like, it was just, he was like, this can't be happening. It says toys, and are us, and I'm us.
Right.
And I am toys.
I'm trying to process, like, trying to put myself in his diaper as a 2 3/4-year-old to go, you know, this thing that you think should all, it's like, I don't know, like, in the same way that I always eat and poop, I should always be able to go to Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't. He'll look back one day when he's like 30 something, when he loses a family member, you or Kara or whatever the age is. He'll look back.
More likely me.
You, yeah, let's be
yeah,
honest.
Let's be honest.
He'll look back and go, you know what? Had I not been 2 3/4 years old and learned that bad things can happen in the world, I wouldn't be ready for this moment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Did everybody see the sad Jeffrey picture that was going around?
Yes.
And did anybody see the part where, like, he got Thanos'd? He was fading away.
Yeah, it was, like, fading away.
Yeah. Maybe somebody can give him a job. D.
Well, I'm sure PETA is super excited that he's no longer being forced to wear a turtleneck and work these ridiculous hours.
He was well employed. They paid him well. He was a man. He was a face of the franchise. It was a good gig.
You don't know how much they paid him. You know that black lady in the Popeye's chicken commercials?
Yes.
She's not the CEO. It's a white lady.
Right.
I think that's fucked up.
I get it.
That is messed up.
Look, if I learned anything from the drafts at the zoo and the $11 lettuce, Jeffrey was likely very well taken care of. He's like the Ryan of animals. I'm sure he got his choice of toys and all that.
Yeah, but understand, he's getting lettuce that you're paying, what, $6 for? And that lettuce probably only costs, like, what, $1.50?
If that.
So, if that. So, who's getting the rest of that cash?
He gets the wholesale lettuce.
Yeah.
I wanted you to call in, even though it doesn't feel the same, because I desperately sought your advice on something. There was a small incident from a couple of events last weekend, and I'm glad Ashley's here. By the way, Philip is with his beau in New York City this weekend, tearing it up with Danny.
Man, he's getting super gay.
Well, I
don't even know that. That's like a thing.
He's always been super gay.
But now he's like kicked it up a notch to like mega or like ultra.
And like he went to New York. I mean,
yeah,
they went to Toronto. I think over Memorial Day. And Danny must make a great money for always coming here, like every month or so. And actually, it'd be good to have Philip here because this is a gay thing too, I guess. So, I'll let Ashley tell the story to her pleasure so that I don't cause any more havoc. It involves my girlfriend in a rage calling me gay and essentially forcing me to have sex with her, which was fine. It was a big topic last weekend.
It's fine.
A message on social media and an Instagram post.
Go ahead. So are you now part of the hashtag MeToo movement?
No.
It sounds like you were assaulted.
No.
Maybe verbally.
Verbally.
Emotionally.
Yeah, emotionally.
She was like,
if you were straight, you'd have sex with me. This sounds like one of those Harvey Weinstein things.
It wasn't that bad. And she challenged me, and it wasn't even that. And maybe...
And then I put it in her butt.
That's why I said, I go, basically, she's like, prove it. Prove it. Yeah. Right now.
She did. She was so shitted into the wind, she asked me the next day, did you do that?
Oh, gosh. She didn't even remember.
Nope. So, I mean, it wasn't as bad as like, rage or any kind of assault or anything. And I didn't even feel challenged or questioned. I really just wanted her to go to sleep. So
this will shut you up.
Right. the funny, and then we talked about this last week on the pod. We had sex, and then it was funny. Like, the mood calmed down, and we laid down to go to sleep. And she, like a Seinfeld episode, looked over at me and said, I still think you're gay. I'm like, guy, go to bed.
We're done here. I did what I had to do. I laid it down. Now go to bed.
So I want your insight on situations of, now that I have friendships, mm-hmm. and I enjoy them, and I enjoy just talking with people one-on-one, I think you're as close to an expert can be on knowing what to share and how to share it on our show. And Kara would say otherwise, but I'm extracting Kara from this. I'm talking about like other people you encounter, and I'm very fortunate mm-hmm. that Lindsay allows me to, you know, she's
yeah.
okay with just about everything, and if she's not okay with it, we have a small talk about it, and she's totally cool. It's another thing that makes the relationship great. I can't possibly know what everyone is thinking at all times, and obviously we live in butt easily butt hurt times. So I'll let Ashley share the story, knowing that there was a gay thing, a message, and an Instagram post, and Ashley can explain it so that I don't mess this up anymore.
Yeah. So basically, after our introduction to Eric is gay situation, and we talked about it, Eric gets a private message from someone that I also know, that me and Eric have many mutual friends with, that was kind of like a proposition, like a hey, handsome message.
Yeah.
So it became this thing, and he was like, hey, I know you know this person. Reach out to him, maybe wrap it up, take care of this.
Wait, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. I took the picture and posted it on Instagram, and I was like, hey.
But before that, you were like, hey,
Oh, yeah.
Talk to him, and I'm like, sure, I'll talk to him when I see him next.
Okay, and then this was like Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I did have two beers, so maybe my judgment was astray, but I did not do anything. I didn't do anything maliciously. I just connected it. We don't know that he listened to this podcast where my girlfriend outed me. But it was just convenient timing, and it fit the narrative. So I took a screenshot, posted it on Instagram, and I was like, hey, must have heard the podcast. Shoot your shot.
Yeah. And so it became this big thing where other people that we know were like, hey, like, he's being mean, like, he needs to take it down. And then someone that everyone knows reached out to me and was like, hey, just in case anything happens, you might want to wrap this up. But I think the more important thing is that we ended up finding out that not everyone knew that he was of that persuasion. So it made it for an uncomfortable situation, because you posted not only first name, last name, it also was his where he worked.
Oh, bro.
All right, let me defend myself here if I could. It's impossible for me to know that this person is not out to their family and religious group. Impossible for me to know. And I can't possibly think of, like, every single scenario. I do try to be aware of people's feelings, but I can't possibly know every scenario. And I don't think I have this colossal ego where, like, I'm like, how dare you not know who I am? But it was clear
after... It's not a secret that you live very publicly, and that it's possible that this could be talked about or shown to others. I understand that.
I don't
but know. It said where he worked. That was my only...
But it's easy to find. It's easy to track people down these days.
I agree.
Anyway, hold on. Dia, I'll say this. I don't know. You can track people down, but I didn't know that he was familiar with who I was till after the fact, which makes it even worse. But I would say you need to be cognizant of your behavior on the internet these days. If you send a public personality something like this, to Ashley's point, it's on you at that point.
Okay, that was a good way of just shifting responsibility.
It's my responsibility.
Whoa.
Okay.
What I'm saying is this, and that is, just because somebody sends it to you, does not mean that you have to post it. I mean, the most appropriate, in my opinion, and since I've always like done my best. If I have a question about it, I don't post it or talk about it. I mean, and that's just because, once again, you don't know somebody's circumstances, you know. And so maybe the best way to have responded to that is to private message him and be like, hey, you know, I understand, yada, 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 but this is who I am. It was just like a topic. I don't under, you know, that way. But when you blow somebody up in public, you literally, there's a reason why he private messaged you. And he didn't post it on like your Facebook page or hit you up on Twitter with like some kind of ridiculous hashtag like Sweet Tookus, you know.
Nobody, people don't do that anyway.
But what I'm saying is, yes, he sent it to you. Was it probably the wrong thing to do for him as far as you're concerned? Absolutely. But do you have a responsibility to act with this information in a reasonable and caring manner?
Like, no.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you do. We all have responsibilities with information that we are given. I mean, there are times when I would just love to blow up a client on social media for some of the ridiculous shit that they've actually said to me or asked me. But I have a responsibility because that's information that I'm privy to and I shouldn't share. You
and,
know,
and like, I know you didn't do it like with malicious
intent.
Wait, D, your client stuff, that's professional though.
Oh yeah. And you're professional. Do you understand?
It's a different kind of profession. What we do is share our lives.
Yes, what we do. And maybe what you should have done before you posted that whole thing was black his name out and, you know, where he lives. And I understand that when you say anybody can find anything if they look hard enough, the key is with that phrase is they have to look. You can't just give it to them.
Fair enough.
True.
And I understand your point. But none of this happens if you're not more responsible with your online behavior. And again, maybe it's because
he clearly wasn't using the best judgment, and it fit in and it tied into what like was going on at that moment for mm-hmm. you and per our conversations. However,
what time did he send it to you?
9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
At,
I was still
night?
Awake.
Yeah. And to the point
he probably had a couple of cocktails.
To the point of there was no malicious intent, while I might have overlooked some of the damage that we're talking now, you might be surprised. And maybe it's just the vibe I give off. I don't know. I get several of these every couple of weeks. So,
oh, I'm not surprised.
So
I'm maintaining your Tinder account.
Thank you. It's Grindr, you asshole.
Or is it Grindr?
Grindr. That's what I said. I go, it's Facebook, not Grindr. Like, if someone if Eric was like, hey, I'm going to give this a go, I'm going to get on Grindr and see what happens.
But it's still...
Let me give my ego a boost. But he did it over, like, Facebook or whatever.
You're right. It fit the narrative and had, like, I've never... The intent wasn't malicious, but I overlooked some of the havoc that comes from it. But it
you asked to be in public. He doesn't.
Yeah, he did.
When I talk about things with you, I almost know, like, or I'll say, like, between us, like, I know most likely it'll get talked about at some point.
And between us, all of us, we have context.
Right.
We know each other's lives and where the damage could come from. I could have handled this slightly differently, but, and again, maybe it's because I live my life on Twitter and Facebook, and I see people's lives being ruined on the regular by what they share, and how just a slight mistake. Does anybody remember the girl who tweeted, D, you might remember this. This was like 4 or 5 years ago. She tweeted, she was like an HR director for a reasonable sized company. Going to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS.
Hope I don't get AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she worked for a magazine.
And by the time she landed,
she was fired.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and it was a joke, and it was a terrible joke, but this is the butthurt society that we live in. So I try to be as aware as I can, but I can't predict all outcomes. And again, I'm not justifying the suggestions that you guys have. Blur it out, blah, blah, blah. It fit the narrative, whatever. But people need to be responsible for the actions, especially like in after the fact he knew what I do. We share our lives. You got to be careful.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
And maybe deep down somewhere where the Twinkies live, he wanted people to know, and this was his way of doing it. But we can't assume that. I mean, now it's relatively a well-known fact, but, you know, I get it. The blowback, especially when it's not malicious, and you're just like posting stuff, but that's that moment where you have to, especially with certain topics like, you know, being gay or transgender or a woman or being bullied, you got to take that 5-second breath and then go,
It's hard though.
What am I doing?
It's hard though for things like, at least, and I get your point, things that are on my radar, like that our radar, mm-hmm. which are just natural discussion to us, that I don't think about it because it's not malicious.
Yeah.
It's the deeper things. Like if I bring up if and when this shit happens and we talk about guns or politics,
yeah.
I'm like, is this going to be an internet firestorm that I want to put out? Some girl that I know a little bit from the gym and from Instagram, just through people, she messaged me and was not too pleased, and that's what led me to handling some of this. And she gave me the, do you know this? I don't listen to the radio. But she was well aware of, like, my mental health advocacy and things like that. And maybe her words were as tempered as they could be. But knowing that and the things that I support, and maybe she was giving me as much of the benefit of the doubt as she could. Like, knowing my background, who and what I support, that kind of irked me a little bit. Because I might sound like a dick at times, but I'm very specific. But I don't intend to offend certain sects of groups.
And that's what I knew, and that's what I said. I'm like, I know you weren't trying to hurt him or anything. And it was a surprise to me that he wasn't fully, like, out. So, like, that threw me for a loop, and I knew, and that was my response right along. I was like, he wasn't meaning to cause, like, it literally just fit the narrative at the moment, and that's why it was posted. I don't think if in, like, 4 weeks, like you said, this happens all the time, you haven't really posted those, but this fit it that day, and it made sense.
And if anything, my ignorance was, everyone heard the podcast that day. We're fucking famous. I'll throw myself out there, and I learned a lesson. Speaking of drink, I had been drinking one night, and there was a girl that I follow, I think, on Twitter, and
there's a girl I follow on the street, but a restraining order took care of that.
I'll let Kara know. And I think I messaged her, and I think she had a boyfriend, but she wasn't very active on social, so I wasn't certain, but it was like, hey, see you at Walleye Games. And then they screenshot that and threw it out there, and I learned a lesson. I also learned how serious her relationship was, and it was actually somebody we used to work with set off, and I actually, again, from a mistake came, you know, a decent internet relationship. Oh, Cohen wants to be on the podcast. So, but I learned, and I should have known better, but obviously alcohol changes our judgment. So,
it, you know, it's, I don't know. So just, you learn. I mean, what they say, experience comes from mistakes. And, I mean, you'll never meet anybody who's wise, who's never made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. They just don't make the same mistakes over and over again.
Yeah, and it's the shitty thing. The shitty thing about it is like now, even when people know you, like, you may feel like these people have a good grasp of the person that you are. But now they will show you that they are more interested in being upset than to sit down and actually going, okay, well, what's the motivation behind this?
Right.
That's why they, like, Twitter and fucking Facebook and all those things, I mean, regardless of how many, like, emojis you put behind it, you know, nobody gets the true sense of tone.
Have you ever watched that video, like, don't read text with tone?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a good one. I forget who it is. It's two people, and it's two guys, and they're talking about, like, reading with tone, and he's like, yeah, you don't want to do this? I'll meet you there. And he's like, I'll meet you there. I'll take care of this. And he texts back. And the other guy's, like, sitting there having a beer. He's like, okay, see you soon, bro. And he's like, see you soon, bro? Are you kidding me? It's, like, the best thing ever.
D, we're used to it because, and we obviously had the good fortune of talking all the time, as opposed to, like, a more music-intensive show or whatever. But we're familiar with it. We're like, I heard you say blank. Did you hear all of it, or just the part you heard and you got decided to get angry?
Yeah. Like, I'll tell you, who's the dead guy from the Fast and Furious movies? What's his name?
The blonde guy?
Paul Walker? The blonde dude.
There you
Paul
go.
Walker. Okay. So, like, 3 days after he dies in a horribly stupid car crash.
Yep.
I may have said some things, you know, about, like, how dumb it was and how, you know, it was Paul Walker and he's only been in, like, Fast and Furious movies, but I don't know why the whole country is up in arms. And then Nate made me, but yeah, what is his name? Reed.
Our boss?
Yeah. What was his name?
Nathan!
Nathan Reed, yeah. Okay. It just sounded weird when I said Nate. Yeah. He made me go on the air the next day and apologize.
Ugh.
I don't remember that. I remember the night it happened.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Told me I had to go on and apologize because I didn't know how many people like he really affected.
Right.
Like fuck, he's not the Dalai Lama. It's Paul fucking Walker.
He really affected my eyes.
And he's dead.
But I don't remember this instance at all. But mm-hmm. I do remember when this happened, I was like, wait a second. They were street rate. Like, it's sad. He died. He was that little girl's dad. But you know what? Yeah. He killed himself.
And my thing is, you know, and this is just me, but the more money I make, the less unsafe shit I do.
Right.
Like, if I got $1 billion, like, do you think any of these guys who, like, own Amazon or IBM, like, just fucking, like, just go up and go, you know what I can't wait to do? Fucking parkour.
Unless you're Richard Branson, right? He's a bit of an adventurer.
Yeah. Or my son.
Yeah.
Because he's doing parkour.
Well, but he's not a billionaire either.
Not yet.
Have you followed the situation with the Oregon State baseball player, Luke Heimlich? Do you know anything about that?
You know what? Weren't you and I talking about it
earlier? Yeah, briefly.
The guy who pled to a sexual assault.
Yep, for his niece.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. And the Royals kicked the tires on him, and the internet lost its shit. And I have an opinion about it, and it's not the popular one, and it's something I just choose to not really float out there in an assertive way, because D, like, the Paul Walker thing is, you learned what it's like, that's just not the internet hill I want to die on.
Yeah.
No.
Let it go.
What was this quarry you went to yesterday?
This what? White Star, say it again.
White Star Quarry.
Can you say it again?
Quarry.
Okay, moving on.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know, but you say it.
Quarry.
Funny. Quarry.
No.
Quarry.
You know what? Let me tell you something about people from the state of Pennsylvania, be it from Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. They mock other people from other states. I went into a Rite Aid to get some cigarettes and some soda. I walk up and I'm like, hey, I'd like a Marlboro Lights in a box. And she goes, box? Box? And I'm like, yes, box. She's like, box? Box? And I'm like, uh-huh, box. And she's like, you must be from Ohio. And I'm like, why? And she goes, because you have an accent.
Oh,
and I
God.
Went, no, I really don't. She goes, box, socks, what else do you kick, rocks? And I was like, look, lady, I'm about to jump over this counter and beat the
box your face in.
Yeah.
Because people are so xenophobic and ignorant, they don't realize that everybody everywhere has an accent compared to you.
I'm sorry.
Except for us, we don't have accents.
Yeah.
Fuck yourselves. So where you went yesterday with the water, what was this? It's in Gibsonburg?
It was in Gibsonburg, which had she had told me that, we would have never gone. Evidently, Gibsonburg is Latin for capital of trashy. But
so I shouldn't go? Because Kara had me actually interested in going.
Well, I'm sure there's certain days that you can go, but yesterday I saw people who had prison fucking tattoos. I saw a guy with some white power tat that was super, super cool. But, you know, I was like, wow, this is just... I saw a kid in long, like, he was in sweatpants swimming, and I'm like,
what?
I felt like grabbing him and going, look, you and me, we're going to Walmart. I'm going to get you some trunks. But there was it was definitely a cornucopia of people.
It's at the quarry.
It sounds like Josh's wedding last week that we went to at the zoo.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They were all great.
I'm sure that's where they had the reception.
What? It was just an interesting group of people, and everyone was so nice, but yeah. So I shouldn't put that on my list of places to go?
I was not wowed by it. Like, it was nice, I guess. I mean, I would have... Maybe I'm just ruined because, like, when I think quarry, I'm, like, ruined by movies from the 80s where the whole quarry is something you could swim in. They had, like, a third of it roped off.
But it's like clear water, isn't it, or something?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That?
It's yeah. super clear.
Yeah, it did look clear. There,
yeah. But, like, every lifeguard on duty is, like, 13.
Did you have to pay to get in? Or is it, like, a free thing?
No, it's not free.
What's
and then they search your cooler because they don't want you to have the only thing that will make this tolerable, and that's alcohol.
How much does it cost? Because you would think that a cost of a certain price point would keep certain kinds of the sweatpants wearing prison tattoo people out.
Well, for the five of us, I spent $12, so I think it's in people's budget.
Oh, for sure. What does Centennial Quarry cost?
I don't know. I've never been there. I would have preferred that place. And I've never been there.
I already know I like it better.
Yeah, I know I like it better than Sing Sing Quarry.
Sing Sing. Are you saying that I know that there's like a big deal about where to put whatever new jail for Lucas County. Are you saying, I know that's not Lucas County, but it should be out there?
First of all, you could move it to Gibsonburg and just make it people's homes. They would be all right with that.
Oh, God.
I went there like as a child for a birthday party, so I don't remember much other than, do they have like a diving board?
Yes.
I remember going off a diving board, and that's like very few things. And I remember my aunt saying, no, come back over here. Stay away from them a lot. Like, those are the memories I have from that.
Dude, this one dude had a prison tat on him. It was like him. It was like a jail cell and handcuffs. And on the top of the tattoo, it said rough. And then on the bottom of it, it said life. But rough was spelled R-U-F-F.
Like, rough.
Maybe he was Maybe he was a dog lover. Maybe. I should get that tattoo.
Maybe he was, like, DMX's, like, cousin.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, rough life.
And I'm at like, the quarry. No. Rough. Yeah.
Rough. Living this thug life.
I have a last question before I let you go back to your home of children. I was listening to the Drake album yesterday. Have you followed any of this?
First of all, you know the answer to that.
Yes.
What, Drake?
I was like, no. All right, so, I felt like I knew the answer.
Yeah.
There's
If you would have said, do you know the beef between Tears and Fears and the Eurythmics? I would have been like, fuck yeah, let's talk about it.
There's a new Weezer song that samples Toto Africa. You can get down with that. All right. There's a Michael Jackson. There was like Drake, Michael Jackson. And I listened to the song. It's not a sample. It's like unused Michael Jackson vocals. It's pretty catchy. How much do you think that cost?
Well, I know. Let's just ballpark it. I'm going to say like he probably like said 25% of royalties.
Right.
I mean, because look with Ed Sheeran, they won $100 million.
Tell that story, because at this point, people should just pay Marvin Gaye before they release any kind of music.
Yeah, exactly. You should, if you buy a guitar, you should have to kick a little bit of that guitar money to Marvin Gaye because you're going to steal his music.
We remember the Blurred Lines thing from a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I actually think that was like one of my first times coming on like with you guys was when all that was happening.
Because T.I., Pharrell, Robin Thicke, and we listened to it back to back, and it's like, it's different, but boy, it sounds, just write the check.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if Ed Sheeran can be guilty of, like, borrowing from Marvin Gaye, anybody can.
Well, see, here's the thing. How about we all just wrap our minds around the fact that white people will never write good music ever again? So,
what about Richard Marx?
So, that was the 80s, and that was a different time. But for as long as white people want to start coming out with music, they will constantly be stealing from black people.
Is that why Justin Timberlake skewed so bizarre and country in this latest album? He's like, I don't want to write no check to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, he's like, "Who? What are the names of the black country stars? Oh, that's right, there's two. Stay away from their shit.
Hootie and... the guy in Big and Rich, I don't know.
Cowboy Bob.
Yeah. What is it? Cowboy Thrill Bill? I don't know. All right, go watch your kids, all right?
All right.
Don't forget to feed them breakfast, because that happens sometimes when dads stay home. They don't feed their kids.
First of all, I do feed my kids. I just don't feed them well.
Kevin forgot to this week, so
like,
listen.
How do you forget to feed children? Like, I don't understand how that's a thing. they talk, right?
Yeah. He's like, I swear like, she wasn't crying till you got home. And I'm like, she's hungry. And he's like, I just forgot. I'm like, oh. I was livid, like crazy person pissed. Like, I was like, I'm leaving.
Karen tells me, because I feed him. I feed him all the time. It's just that I don't feed him nutritiously. Like, right now, there's a plate of cinnamon rolls waiting for them.
It's less of a fight, right? Like, I'm learning less.
Yeah, I don't even care about that. I'm a working mom. I ain't got no time to fight over food.
I know. Like, if screw the carrots. If it wasn't looked down upon, I'd give them all half a cup of sugar, and that would be it.
Here's a half a cup of sugar, some water. It's called Kool-Aid.
Right. All right, bye, D.
See ya.
All right, bye, guys. Bye.
See you later. Do Parker and Tucker eat a lot? Or like, are they feverishly hungry?
Parker's almost always feverishly hungry, and she is like the definition of she is the definition of hangry. Like, the minute I walked in, she dropped her ass on the ground in the kitchen and was like, rah! And screaming. And he's like, oh, yeah, I feed her. And I was like, oh, yeah, I should not feed you. So it was a big, big to-do at our house on Thursday night. This was after the whole, like, Toys R Us fiasco. And, like, they were closed. I had to go find Parker shorts. Like, it was a mess of a day on top of it. So then to come home to be like, it's 7:30. My child's usually in bed by 7, and she's not eaten. It was a rough night.
Was it a oversight by
Kevin? I'm pretty sure they were, like, laying in bed, so he got to play games on his phone or, you know, close his eyes and take a nap while she watched the iPad. And so he's like, meh, whatevs. Who cares? He came home and ate, like, 4 pieces of chicken as soon as he walked in the door at 5:30.
Wait, Tucker or Kevin?
Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah.
He forgot... Maybe because they were calm, he forgot to feed them?
I'm pretty sure that's what he's going for, but I don't think that's, like, a thing. Like, calm is fine, but they still need to eat.
Do you...
Like, imagine if, like, if Lindsay just was like, oh, my God, I totally forgot I was watching the dogs. They didn't bark at all. Totally forgot to feed them all day. You'd be like, what?
Possible.
Yeah.
I could probably forget to feed Cohen because he... Have you ever had any animals in your life?
Yeah. We had a dog up until like a year ago.
Did it die in the egg boiling fiasco?
It didn't. It's actually really sad, and I cried about it last night because Tucker, for whatever reason, remembers. And he was like, and we told him that she went to a farm. We're like, we had to take her to a farm.
Tell him the truth.
No, because he is so damaged by her being at the farm to be like, she's dead. Like, I couldn't do it. There's no way. He's like, do you remember my best buddy, Roxy? Like, yeah. He's like, I miss her a lot sometimes. And I'm like, I know, it's okay to miss her. It's, you know, it's okay. She misses you too. And he goes, but I want to go get her. And I'm like, yeah, we can't. Like, you know, she has to have place. No, totally not. Because then he goes, I miss her. And I want to cry about her because she made me so happy. And I'm like, you can cry. And I'm like, dying inside. Inside death as a mother. And Kevin's like, we should probably get another dog sometime. And I was like, later in life, sure. He's like, we're going to get a little one because I don't want to pick up large poop.
I think you have erred. Because knowing that she could potentially still exist.
Yeah.
Puts out the possibility that you could go reclaim her one day, as opposed to the finality of death.
Well, my thought when he was 3 is that he'd forget.
No, not with animals.
I'm like, what? Like, my friend Megan was like, yeah, my parents just, I found out 2 years ago that they didn't take my dog to the farm. I'm like, oh, you're 34. This lasted a long time, and you've had great memories and a great life. Like, I'm gonna go with that.
Animals have an incredible impact.
Yeah. It was bad. She was sick, though, so we had to put her down.
You should explain it to him now. So
no, I'll explain it to him when he's 8.
Why 8?
I don't know, because I feel like it's old enough to understand a little bit more of like life and death. And he also started asking about heaven recently, because someone at like school told him that someone went to heaven. And I was like, and then yesterday he was like, thank you, God. And I'm like, what is happening? So
Cohen had quite a revelation the other day, and I'll come back to the dog thing in a second. He had a similar revelation. He's like, Mom, there's corn in my poop.
<It's> very similar. Yeah. Yeah. Certain things don't pass, honey.
We've all had that corn in our poop moment. Like, wow. When you had Roxy, were there assigned meal times for her?
Yes.
Okay. I've always done that as well. But yeah. I have friends who just leave...
Like free-range chickens?
Yeah, just leave the food down. And that's kind of Cohen.
Okay.
He would forget to eat because he's not a big eater.
Yeah, Tucker's not a big eater. He wouldn't care. He could live off 4 glasses of chocolate milk a day, and he'd be totally good with that. He'd be like, I got my chocolate milk. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Give me a cookie every once in a while. Throw me a bone. I'm good. I'll survive. Like, there are days I'm like, I don't know how you live. He hates meat. He doesn't eat meat, like, at all. Parker's, like, a savage. She will eat anything. Like, after she eats dinner, she will come and look at me and be like, dinner now. Like, now I want to eat your dinner.
Did I ever show you this picture?
No. His little ribbies.
Yeah. Shh.
But he's cute. And they're growing. Yeah.
No, but he's real.
But he doesn't always look like that. It's probably, like, because he's, like, arched and, like, sucking in his belly and his little ribbies. Like, Tucker would look like that. Like, you know, like, and I hate to say it like that, but, like, you know, like, the little, like, Ethiopian babies where, like, their bellies are big and they're, and it's,
right.
But, like, that's what Tucker looks like. And I'm like, well, it's because you never eat. Like,
that's Cohen.
You have a chocolate milk and then, yeah.
OG Cohen, D's Cohen, and he's big for his age, and this Cohen is not. I think if we were ranking weights.
Yeah.
From heaviest to lightest, we would go Diddy, my dog.
Yeah.
OG Cohen, new G Cohen.
Yeah.
And OG Cohen hasn't turned 3 yet. That Cohen is 5.
Eh, it happens.
He's got some eating to do.
Yeah, but she's really thin. Has she always been really thin?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
And... Yeah.
Maybe she'll just grow. He'll grow into it at some point.
I want to run a date by you.
Okay.
One of my, like, screwy theories.
Okay.
How long have you and Kevin, so you've been married how long?
In October, it'll be 7 years. 7 years.
Do you remember when and how you met?
Yes. Have I never told this story?
You might have, but I forget.
Okay, so my friend on AOL, when we were 13, met his friend on AOL in, like, a chat room.
Okay.
Talking about something. I don't even know what it was. Like, old school AOL, like, meh, 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 meh. And she was like, oh my God, you should totally come meet us.
Okay.
And I was like, my mom will kill you. Mind you, I had AOL. She did not. She had, like, some weird email thing. Like Juno. Like Juno.com. And so, yeah. And so Jessica was like, yeah, come meet us. Whatever. They're like, okay, we'll ride our bikes. We live by the zoo. We lived on the east side. So they're like, all right. So all of a sudden, we're in between, like, my house and her house. There's a big parking lot. And they pull up in a freaking car. And I'm like, my mom's going to kill me. My mom is going to slap my face till I can't taste anything. Like, this is awful. My mom's never touched me in my life, but I feared she had the fear of God set in me. They hop out of this car with this, like, random crazy looking dude. They're wearing, like, you know, JNCO jeans because they, like, loved ICP. Kevin had, like, a bowl cut. I mean, it was the most hysterical thing in life that had ever happened. Now looking back at it, because I married that person.
Okay.
And they got their bikes out of the trunk. And we were all like, oh, hi. And I was like, hi, my friend's crazy and this is whatever. Stayed kind of in touch for a little bit and then lost contact through high school. Then met again freshman year of college. He would sleep in the girl that was catty corner to my friend's dorm because he had an early class. Remet then. And then he had a girlfriend, whatever. And it was like this constant going back of us like trying to... like talk or trying to like stay friends or whatever. And then when I moved, we started talking again and I moved away for a job and he just completely cut off all communication with me.
I think you told me this part. You left out the ICP, JNCO jeans and bike riding.
Like his email still has like JNCO in it, which is great. So it's like a, you know, 20-year-old email.
So
that's how we met.
Your relationship, the way that went about, I don't think it'll help me. Here's what I'm trying to process.
Okay.
Lindsay and I have at least been in this relationship. I'll go all of February. February, March, April, May, June. So a solid 5 months.
Okay.
I'm trying to get every possible day that I can, because when I meet people in the past, and the easiest way to scare off any potential relationship is when they ask, so what's your longest relationship? And I'd be like, my dog? I mean, I've had...
Right.
I mean, I don't know. How many relationships have you had over a year? I don't know. One?
Yeah.
None? That freaks people out. So I'm trying to get every possible day that I can. Not that I'm looking forward to the next one. I think Lindsay and I went out the first time the third week of January.
Okay.
So, can I... I think she has the beginning of our relationship to sometime in February. Because we met and things went well, and there was nothing in between, at least not for me, can I retroactively backdate the relationship to our first night out to the middle of January?
Or do I don't know. I mean, I would say, like, we've known each other for X amount of time. We've been in a relationship for X amount of time. I mean, does it really matter? Who does it matter to?
I need every
just,
day I can
just
get.
Just to you. You I just need like the number on it.
Because I could never function in them before. And now here I am, many months in, and I want to get every possible day that I can. Like, there is a big difference between like maybe February 10th and January 20th.
I mean, I think you could say like we've been dating since January 10th.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Yeah. You can count that. But what does that have to do with a date? Or, like, were you saying date like number? Like, an actual date?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, you have a date planned, like a big elaborate.
No.
Like, you're planning something.
No, but, like, when we get... So, it's June 30th.
You're talking time.
Yeah. Okay. Like, when we get to July 20th or so, I can be like, check off another month on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
What, are you just gonna... hang in the pool all weekend?
Correct. Yes. I got in last night. So because we don't get in it, like during the week, we both work so much, we don't get in the pool. So it gets like a little algae-ish on like the sides of the pool. It's just what it is. Like we can dump chlorine in it every day. If it's not actually like circulating, you know, it's just water sitting in a pool. And the filter runs all the time because, you know, we have an electric bill that shows that.
What is the electric bill then?
I don't even know, but it's a lot. We're on the budget now, so we pay the same every month. But it's definitely, I want to say it's like $300 between that and air conditioning.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. And our budget's like $62.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's insane. It is crazy, but it's worth it for the few days I get to enjoy it, you know? I have my doubts sometimes.
A pool is probably the most unnecessary luxury item one can possibly have.
My grandparents moved and they're like, "Do you want our pool?" So we took their pool down and put it in our, or else we would have never had a freaking pool. We would have got like one of those little blow up pop up things for like the kids can stand in and get wet.
That for adults too.
Yeah, no,
I agree. Fill it with water, throw some ice in there, and lay in there. You could have bought one at Toys R Us probably for 50 cents.
No, I have a plastic pool. I mean, like the ones where like they blow up.
Right. No, I know.
Looks like a big bounce house, but it's water.
I would even take like the plastic turtle pool.
Yeah.
Just to lay in.
You can have one. We have one.
It's like, but I get it. People on days like this, it's like, fuck, we just got to get the pool. In 2010. In the East Coast, where we have all these terrible accents, we were getting pounded, like pummeled with storms. And I don't know if it happened. It was like the winter we had a couple of winters ago.
Yeah, like, 2010 was awful.
Every week, there was another major storm.
2012 and or 2010 and 20, right after I had Tucker, 13 was awful here.
And it was 14 to 15, we were destroyed. Yeah. It was either, you know, 4 inches of snow, a bigger storm.
And then ice.
Or wind chills in like the minus 20s where kids couldn't go to the bus stop. So 2010, we were pummeled with these storms weekly. And I literally got freaked out into not only getting rid of the like sporty car that I had, not to just get an SUV, but I was like, I'll take the all-wheel drive. And do you know how many times a year like you use all-wheel drive? Probably slightly more than you use your pool.
Yeah.
Which is what? A couple dozen at most?
Yeah, yeah. I think once the kids are older, we'll get in it more. But, like, I'm working mom, and the thought of having to wash my hair when I get out of a pool is, like, daunting, let alone dry it and straighten it or curl it or attempt to look presentable the next morning is, like, agonizing torture. So I'm like, well, guess we'll stay inside for the rest of the night.
Right.
Once the kids are older, I won't have a freaking option. Right now, they don't have much of a voice.
Because you have to be with them?
Yeah.
But still, 20 days of the entire year? Like, if
this honestly, I would probably say like 14.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all these bills and all the upkeep and
right.
Yeah.
Last thing,
I invite anyone over to use it
so that you
just
get
to
more
keep
value
it moving.
Out.
Yeah. Just to keep the water moving.
Hey, by the way, here's some of the electricity bill I'm going to ask you to pay.
Drop a five in the can.
I wanted to ask Demetrius this. He talked about like pissing off Paul Walker people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's one of the gymnastics is not a sport people, which is ironic because he golfs all the time and is very good. And I don't know if he does think of it this way, but I don't think golf is a sport. It's an activity.
Yeah.
But I'll say
it's like a hobby.
I'll say that gymnastics is a sport.
Correct.
You need to
think gymnastics takes way more ability than golf.
Athletic ability.
Yes.
This is not perfect.
Like old people that are 70 play golf. I'm not going to see them do a cartwheel nor a back handspring.
It's a little sloppy, but I'll equate it to this. I would think that you could take a person who's reasonably good at gymnastics and teach them to be quite a good golfer,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to taking a good golfer and making them, and granted, it's totally
without
different.
Without a doubt.
But to me, general athletic ability is how you determine, you know, can you apply yourself to sports? Like, we all know that LeBron, if he wanted to, could be a great baseball player.
Right.
Could be a tight end for the Browns.
Right. Like, a gymnastics person would probably be awesome at volleyball.
Yes.
Like, those things, you know, having the ups helps you.
They're all downtown this weekend for like a YMCA national gymnastics thing.
Is that still going on?
I think so. I think the whole weekend. Do you follow our friend Sarah on any Instagram or anything?
I don't. Okay. I need to get bigger into Instagram.
Her daughter Leah is she does dance.
Okay.
And when I was driving around or outside the ballpark the other night, they had closed off some of the streets. There wasn't a game, but the kids were out for something, the gymnasts. So between cock and bull and the home plate entrance of the ballpark, it looked like there was thousands of Leah Hegarty clones, hair pulled back, way
big
too much
bows,
makeup for like a 10-year-old. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, stop.
Yeah.
It was like the West World of gymnasts.
But I saw them like lining up around the Huntington Center when I was trying to like find which way was going to be the quickest home the other day. Yeah.
And this is like one competition. I think next year there's an even bigger one. So they'll probably stay at your hotel. I don't know.
Maybe. Let's hope so.
But it sounds like you think gymnastics is a sport. And
yes,
I like
agree.
To make D say, what do you think about gymnastics? And that, oh, wait, no, you know what? It's not gymnastics.
Cheerleading.
It's cheerleading that
Which goes hand in hand, and I was a cheerleader that spent most of my life, like, doing that crap. And people that are cheerleaders, like, take, like, 5 hours of gymnastics before, and then they go to practice. Just saying. Still a sport.
Yeah, I
could
agree.
Still golf. He could probably still not do a back handspring.
Is table tennis a sport? It's in the Olympics.
I mean, tennis is a sport.
Table tennis.
Can table tennis people, like, also play tennis?
It's not a sport.
It's not a sport, no.
It's an activity.
Yeah. Same thing with that, you know, the ice thing where they, like, throw the
luge?
Rocks.
Luge?
Nope. Luge, not luge.
Oh.
They throw the rocks. What's
curling.
That called? Curling.
And everybody loved it during the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Not
like,
a sport.
Not a sport. It's like a hobby.
It's an activity.
It's like shuffleboard. Not a sport. It's a hobby.
It's shuffleboard on ice.
Yeah. That's it.
What I'm trying to think of, are there any other sports that people, or activities that people try to confuse?
What are some things that are, like, they've made, like, big deals of? Like, what about, like, when you get into, like, the BMX and stuff like that? Do you consider those sports? Like, X Games, yeah, there's, like, actual, like...
They call it extreme sports?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the X is for.
Yeah.
The biking...
I know that. I can't believe you just said that. They got a little extreme sports. That's what the X is for.
Do you know when I turned 6? On my birthday.
On my birthday.
It's a good, like, because biking. General biking.
Yeah.
I would be inclined to say it's not a sport.
Hmm.
This is all very subjective.
Yeah.
But I look at it as, can you do this as a leisure activity?
Right.
And if you can, it's probably not a sport.
So, I look at it as like, can I do it, whether it's well or not? Can I actually get on a bike and ride? Can I actually take a golf club and hit a ball? Like, there's not really, I'm sure for like long distance biking, there's like a lot of training that goes into that.
Yeah.
And conditioning, whatever. But like, there's no actual like ability. Is that like a slippery slope?
I like to say like athletic ability, yeah. Like athletic acumen.
No one has to teach me how to do something. Like, I would have to learn how to...
You could still be taught some things.
Sure. Like, right foot goes before left foot? Like, pedal? I mean, I don't... You know what I'm saying?
It's a slippery slope, but I that's why I like to, like, compare it to different things. Like, could this person do this?
Like, I'm a plus-size woman. I could get on a bike and ride one.
Mm-hmm.
I could not throw myself into a backflip today.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. Could this big-bodied bitch do that?
But you could be, like, a hell of a, a softball catcher, baseball?
Why does everyone say that? They equate, like someone's like, oh, you played softball? No, the fuck I did not. Like, what? This big body has always been slightly, like, you know, I was never thin or tiny.
Right.
But, like, I did not play softball. That does not, like, one does not go hand in hand. If I get called a softball player one more time
It's not a slight, because, no offense, but this has nothing to do with your weight, but you're not tall enough to play basketball.
But I did, and I was really good.
Well, there you go.
See? Boom. There you played go. Volleyball. I, like, randomly fell into cheerleading.
It's like, the reverse of this is, and I, like, tall men or tall women are, I think they're slightly offended when they're like, oh, so.
You play basketball.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, it's just the harmless stereotype.
You're short and round. You must play softball. Right. Like, you're friends with lesbians. You must play softball.
You never see, like, regardless of the sex, you never see, like, a lanky, slender, 6'4", 6'5" catcher. They're always, like, squatty and round.
Yeah, true.
So I mean,
and I still highly disagree.
Okay, but and I'm glad that you.
No offense to softball players, but they're also.
I don't care if you're offended.
Yeah,
like I realize
they have, you know, thick thighs and nice butts because they squat and play softball.
Right, yeah. Right, and there are times, you know, collisions at home played as a catcher, and it's good to have that base whether you're a man or a woman. But, you know, to your great credit, you don't get offended by every little thing. And no, again, friends, so you
yeah.
We know each other's intent. Yeah. But someone out there listening is like, I'm offended. Just because I'm a lesbian doesn't mean I'm good at sports either.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I was like with people. Like, oh, you must have played softball. And I was like, because I'm sitting next to six lesbians, you're assuming I'm the one that plays softball? Because I'm big boned and I'm sitting at this table?
Do you aspire to be in the WNBA?
I don't. No.
I mean, that's the lesbian
stereotype. If I could roller skate, I'd be like one of those roller skate chicks that, like, knocks people out.
And you'd be good.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
All right, thanks for hanging out. Try to stay cool this weekend.
Yeah, same. Come get in the pool if you want.
Everybody.
Bring the dogs.
Me? No. Diddy is on my last fucking nerve.
Okay, leave the dogs at home.
Andre, see, here's Diddy is too social. Andre gets scared around a lot of people. It sucks because people know I love my dogs. They invite me to bring them, and I'm like, But maybe Lindsay and I will, because we have no plans. My plans have been contingent on how fucking hot it gets.
Yeah, hot.
Like, I was thinking our friend's party is at the Imagination Station tonight.
Okay.
And also, they're showing Toy Story 3 at Promenade Park.
No, that's canceled.
Because it's too hot?
Yeah. It's canceled.
Again?
It said postponed, I swear. I thought it.
It was postponed last week because of the rain.
Oh.
Jazz Fest and Toy Story.
Then maybe it was today.
But there have been fireworks canceled because it's too fucking hot.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to sit. I'm not taking my kid to, like, we can sweat at home. I have a projector. We can put a movie on the side of our building.
What are you doing this weekend? Air conditioning?
Yeah.
People get on me. I have a back and forth with somebody here at work. He likes it when it's cold. He doesn't like it when it's hot. I'm the opposite, and I think he's trying to play body weight into this, which is totally fine. But I think I picked the right one. But I'm not stupid. Like 115 heat index with humidity.
Yeah.
No.
That's not comfortable.
Just
for
like you would be like, man, I love cold weather. Oh yeah, do you like it when it's 10 below, jackass?
Right.
Nobody
no.
does.
Yeah. I mean, you can always take clothes off. You can only, you know, put so much on.
They would say the opposite.
That's what I mean. I do mean the opposite.
You can only get so naked.
I can only take so much off before I scare people with my softball body. Just kidding. Either way, come enjoy. I'm debating on what I'm going to drink, like, so I can stay hydrated but still get a little buzzed. That'll be my, that's my next adventure. I'm
something
off to the
store. Fruity like I drink. What are the Smirnoffs or the Ritas?
I'm a woman.
So am I. Not, I mean, none.
No, you're, it's gonna, I'm not gonna say it. I don't drink that shit. They have the apple ones. Have you tasted those apple? Like the hard apple?
I've bailed on any of the apple.
They're like 10% alcohol, and I didn't know it last year, and I had like 7, and I was like wasted. And I didn't even realize it, because they're like a sip. They're like tiny little baby bottles, and Mama was wasted by 2. I was like, I need a nap.
You can't stay hydrated and drink alcohol at the same time.
I know, so I have to find something clever, like vodka, water, and like Kool-Aid.
That's the most East Side drink ever. All right, we're done.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. 3 unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.